I noticed that she left the stole on Father Francis, the image of Father Francis. So today's Good Shepherd Sunday, so perhaps we are also to reflect on Father Francis as a good shepherd. Well, as you know, there are many ways that the Lord reveals himself, and there are many images that he uses so that we can understand who he is. Here we are in the middle of Easter, so it's a time for us to continue to grow in our understanding of who this risen Lord is. He has described himself as a grain of wheat. He's described himself as the bridegroom, as the son of a king, as a lamb, and today, of course, as a good shepherd. We should be used to these different titles. In fact, we're doing something similar in our study of St. Joseph, using the litany of St. Joseph as our guide. What we're really doing is looking at a series of titles of St. Joseph. So he's a pillar, he's a guardian, he's a terror, he's a spouse, he's a foster father, he's a all these different things. Well, they're all talking about the same man, but different dimensions of his identity. And this is something like what Jesus does, calls himself a vine, calls himself a shepherd. But today, of course, the central image is the shepherd. What I'd like to do then is reflect a little bit on this image of the shepherd and the related image of us as sheep. And then also reflect a little bit on what's revealed in the second reading, our identity not as sheep, but as children of God. So these are the two ideas that I'll try to use to organize my thoughts. One is about shepherds and sheep, and one is about being children of God. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." A shepherd can't be a shepherd unless he has sheep. A shepherd with no sheep doesn't make any sense. So Jesus is identifying himself in relation to us, or he wants us to know him in our relationship with him. Not simply to know that he is someone over there who died and rose again. Oh, that's great. That's amazing. That's interesting. But what does it have to do with us? Well, he's not just someone over there who died and rose again. He is someone who is for us, who died and rose again for us. And he makes this the center of his description of himself. When he calls himself a shepherd, he says, "I'm a shepherd who lays down my life for my sheep." That's why he's a good shepherd, because he's entirely dedicated to the care of the sheep, to the point of sacrificing himself. Now, this goes far beyond what any shepherd would do for his sheep, but we understand it right away. It's sacrificial service, sacrificial love. And he repeats it many times. I counted it 5 times in this gospel. He talks about laying down his life. So he's not concerned about himself at all. He is focused on the good of the sheep, and that's why he's a good shepherd. Now, the image that came to my mind for this, again, not a perfect image, no image captures the whole mystery, but this comes from that old movie on St. Joseph Cupertino, The Reluctant Saint. Have you seen that? So Joseph Cupertino is portrayed in the movie as kind of a good-hearted idiot. I mean, it's not a very flattering image of the saint. But anyway, at some point in the movie, he's joined the monastery and he's assigned to the lowest task, which is to take care of the stable. And he's not particularly good at it because he's so interested in taking care of the animals that the stable gets a little bit disheveled. And he's a kind of a clumsy person, so things go wrong. As you know, if you watch the movie, you see how they portray him. But anyway, at one point, this big authority figure comes to visit the monastery. I don't know if he's a cardinal or a superior general or whatever he is, bishop. And so the superiors are leading this cardinal or whatever he is all around the monastery. They're showing him all around all the good things they're doing. And they bring him to the stable. And it's a mess. And there's Joseph Cupertino, Giuseppe. Giuseppe is exhausted in the, he's fallen asleep in a big pile of straw. And so they wake him up and they say, what's this? We're here to show the bishop the stable and you're just sleeping in the middle of the day. And he wakes up and he's, of course, very humble, apologizes, but then he picks up this little lamb. And the story goes that all night long he was attending to the sheep, giving birth to the lamb. It was a very difficult labor, difficult process. And he helped this process come about. And here's the fruit of it, this beautiful lamb. And of course, a lamb is so cute and cuddly and pure and looks perfect. And immediately this bishop recognizes the goodness of this humble brother. And he sees past all the disorder that the other brothers are concerned about and sees that this shepherd is taking care of the sheep. And he says, this is what you should be like. Kind of shocks the brothers. This is what you should be like. Don't be so concerned about impressing anyone else. Be devoted to the good of others. Well, that's a little image of what Jesus is talking about. A good shepherd takes care of the sheep. Jesus makes the contrast between a shepherd and a hired man. A hired man does not really take care of the sheep. He takes care of himself. He might look like he's taking care of the sheep, but when it gets dangerous or difficult, well, then he runs away because he's really taking care of himself. Jesus is not taking care of himself. And this is a great consolation to us who are, after all, the sheep, the helpless lambs, not always cute and cuddly and pure. If you've ever been around sheep, you know that they're not that cute. They are not very bright. They're not very clean. They complain all the time. They get lost. They're very needy. They need a shepherd. That's us. That's us. So in our vulnerability and in our weakness, in our stupidity, we need a shepherd. And thanks be to God, we have one. Not only a shepherd, but a good shepherd, entirely dedicated to our good, our salvation. That's the first thought that is at the center of today's liturgy. The other thought I want to reflect on for just a moment is what comes up in this second reading from the first letter of St. John, where John tells us to see the love the Father has bestowed on us in allowing us to be called his children. So here's the shift. Not only are we sheep, but we're something much more. We are children, children of God. The world doesn't know this. The world doesn't know him. If you don't know the Father, you can't know the children. But John insists, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. Now, to be children of God is much greater than being sheep of God. Children are of the same stuff as the father. Children inherit from the father. Children are under the protection of the father. We can barely understand what this is, although we understand the relationships of parents and children. But St. John says, what we shall be has not yet been revealed. What came to mind in reflecting on this is an image from one of the books of C.S. Lewis. I've been reading from the Chronicles of Narnia. And in the last of the books, called The Last Battle, there is a, these are fantasy novels, so you can't take them literally, but the images are very, very thought-provoking. And at the center of this novel is this stable, which an evil figure has used to store or to house this donkey, who he covered with a lion skin. And so he's pretending that this donkey is the lion who's the king of the world, Aslan. He's not, of course, he's just a stupid donkey, but this is all a pretense. But he doesn't allow anyone to see the donkey. He keeps him in the stable. And at some point, the forces of good and evil are gathered around this stable. And the question is, well, what's really in there? What's really inside that stable? Now, to a Christian, a stable is a very familiar theme, because Jesus Christ is born in a stable. So we think of the stable as a very warm, welcoming image. But in this novel, the stable becomes a kind of testing ground for which side you belong to. And as the story unfolds, when evil people enter the stable, they encounter evil, encounter this kind of dragon figure. And when good figures enter the stable, they find themselves in this beautiful garden. So it's kind of a threshold. Now, the reason why I thought of this is because some people enter the stable and they find themselves like in a glorious garden, and some enter and find themselves gripped with terror. St. John in this reading says, what we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Well, in the novel, The Last Battle, there are these figures who refuse to accept either side of the battle. They won't follow the evil forces, and they don't believe in this Aslan lion figure either. They say, we're not going to be taken in. We're not going to be fooled by these fables about powers. We're just going to take care of ourselves. And what these figures are dwarves. And when the dwarves are thrown into the stable, they find themselves in darkness. They can't see anything. They think that they're in a stable. It stinks. It's dark. They can't get out. And they're just miserable in there. So they're caught in the middle. They're not on the side of evil, so they're not afraid. But they're not on the side of good, so they can't see that they're in a beautiful garden with lush growth and good food and friends and everything beautiful. They can't see it. The image in the novel shows that what we see, what we become, is the result of our own choices. So if we choose evil, we encounter evil. If we choose goodness, we are enveloped in goodness and beauty. And if we choose to just take care of ourselves, we end up with nothing. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. It's not revealed partly because we are still in process. We're still on the journey. It can't be revealed until we have come to the conclusion of our journey and we solidify our choices. If we choose to be children of God, we will be children of God. If we choose to be sheep in the flock of the Lord, we will be taken care of by the good shepherd. If we choose not to be, well, then we won't be. It hasn't yet been revealed. We still have a choice to make. The psalm says that the Lord is a stone rejected by the builders, which becomes the cornerstone, implying that our own choice determines what that stone will be for us. If we reject that stone, then we stumble over it. If we accept the stone, then it becomes the cornerstone. It becomes the very basis for our whole existence. Well, this is what the theme of the Good Shepherd opens up to us. Not only who Jesus is, but who we are. And our responsibility to follow him, to accept him, and to accept our identity based on him. Jesus says, I know mine, and mine know me. Yes, he knows us, no doubt about that. But do we know him? He says, mine know me. We are called to know Jesus, to follow him, to allow him to reveal to us our own identity as children of God, children of the Father.